Welcome to worship, everyone. We have had a busy week in the shop and the cafe, with it being the Easter holidays. Our Easter offering from the cafe has reached £409, so thank you to everyone. Our Easter service will commence shortly, but before it does, I would remind you that we will be celebrating the Lord's Supper. And if you notice on the song sheet, there is a responsive call to worship. So please join in with the words in bold type when we arrive at that stage of the service. Well, let us now prepare to worship the Lord on this very special day. A blessed and glorious Easter to you all. Let us worship God and sing our praise to the risen Lord this Easter day. Brothers and sisters in Christ, peace to you and grace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Matthew's Gospel, after the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the woman. You must not be afraid, he said. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. May the light of Christ rising in glory dispel the darkness of your hearts and minds. Let us sing, Jesus Christ is risen today. Today we are gathered together in the Spirit of God to rejoice, to give thanks, to worship God, the giver of life. For today we remember that day which transformed the course of history and which across the years has transformed countless human lives. Easter Day, the day on which evil, sorrow and suffering, even death itself, were finally defeated. A day that makes every day and every moment a new beginning. Without Easter, there would be no gospel, no message, no church, no faith. Without the empty tomb and the risen Christ, the whole story of Jesus would be a tale of tragedy rather than triumph, a mirror of this world's ultimate impermanence rather than a window into the eternal purpose of God. No wonder today we celebrate. And what better way to do that than to meet the risen Jesus afresh and open our lives to his renewing power, his resurrection power. Let us pray. How can we ever thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking on our frail flesh and suffering in our place, so that in your resurrection we might know the way, the truth, and the life. For your remarkable teaching, your faithfulness to God's plan, your breaking the world free from death and sin, we bring our eternal gratitude. All praise and thanks be to you, risen Lord, for you have written the rules of life and death, and we are filled with awe and wonder. Lord Jesus Christ, it was not just you who was broken that day you hung on a cross. It was your disciples too, their hearts broken just as surely, their dreams and hopes snuffed out, their faith cut from beneath them and laid to rest. It was not just you who rose again. That day you emerged from the tomb, it was your disciples too, their hearts beating once more with joyful anticipation, their vision for the future reborn, their faith rekindled, bursting into unquenchable flame. Come to us now, where we are broken, where love has died, where hope has faded, where faith has grown cold. Reach out and touch us in body, mind and spirit, and help us to walk in the newness of life which you alone can bring. For Lord, in your name we ask it. Amen. Let's sing, He is Risen.
Yeah.
Today we are celebrating Easter Day with our worship. But, wait a minute, do I hear you saying, what? How can we celebrate Easter when there is so much evil in the world, increasing on a daily basis? And it has been since the day Jesus actually rose from the tomb. Has the resurrection made any difference to the world? How can God love us when we have such a broken world? But we must remember, God doesn't bring such evil upon us. He doesn't want us to suffer. The human race brings these things on itself, with so many people making wrong choices. And sadly, it's inevitable that even those who make the right choices will suffer from the deeds of evil people. But when we do suffer, our God is always there to bring us comfort and the strength to endure such suffering. Of course, the worst suffering is death itself, and the headlines each day bring news of death. But let me remind you, the one certainty in life is death. We will all die at some time known only to God. Death may be the one certainty in life, but for Christians, the one certainty about death is not that it's the end of our life. It may be the end of life as we know it, but it's not the end of us. Through the death and resurrection, Jesus showed us that we can live for eternity, an eternity of love and peace. And all this was demonstrated by the events of that first Easter day, the empty tomb, showing that Jesus had conquered death, doom and gloom. Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus. It's about God demonstrating his resurrection power. My friends, we must take comfort from this. Indeed, we must celebrate, because it's also about the resurrection of all who believe and trust God and God alone with their lives. And for those who don't believe this, let me tell you, seeing is believing. After his resurrection, Jesus was seen by his friends and many other people too. He talked with them and shared a meal with them. That was how he showed the disciples he was really alive. We too have seen him in his resurrection power, as each of us encounter the risen Christ in our daily lives. And this morning we're going to hear again what the resurrection of Jesus means for us today. It means that despite everything that is wrong with this world, despite anything that we have done wrong, anything we are suffering in our own lives, we have the hope of a new life. Whoever we are, we can be reborn into the living hope because Jesus is alive and living among us day by day. We see the living proof of his rebirth in the symbols of Easter, the empty cross and the empty tomb. New life, a fresh start, a time for renewal, new birth into a living hope is the Christian message of Easter. The resurrection is the crux of the Christian faith. So let's sing The Day of Resurrection.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we ask your forgiveness for when we have failed to perceive the power of your earthly life. Even the Easter story has become so familiar to us that we fail to feel the immense impact of it. The stone rolled away, the ground itself shaking beneath us, a crucified man defeating death itself. Today, Lord, we seek to follow in the footsteps of the women who witnessed your resurrection, to hear and see and feel as they did, so that we can truly proclaim your groundbreaking gospel. Heavenly Father, you did not spare your only Son, but gave him up to death on the cross, so that in his resurrection we might be delivered from our sins and from death itself. How great is the forgiveness of such a loving Father! Thank you, Lord. Amen. My friends, our Christian faith is solidly rooted in a past fact, the resurrection of Jesus. It's based on our present experience, our experience of Jesus in our lives. And it is a faith that we can joyfully maintain in the light of a future promise, the promise of eternal life. We've seen all this in the resurrection power, as God raised his Son Jesus from the tomb, as we heard from the account of that wonderful day in Matthew's Gospel. See Mary weeping where he is laid, as in sorrow she turns from the empty tomb. Hears a voice speaking, calling her name. It's the Master, the Lord, raised to life again. The voice that spans the years, speaking life, stirring hope, bringing peace to us, will sound till he appears. For he lives. Christ is risen from the dead. See what a morning, glorious and bright, with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem. Let's sing, See What a Morning.
Speaking. with the Father.
One with the Father, ancient of days, through the Spirit who wrote faith with certainty. Honor and bless, glory and praise to the King, crowned with power.
Let us pray. Lord, you have called us through your Son to be one, to live in unity and harmony, and yet we are divided, race from race, faith from faith, rich from poor, old from young, neighbour from neighbour. Lord, we pray on this wonderful day for peace and reconciliation, for by the cross of your Son all enmity is brought to an end. Break down the walls that separate us. Tear down the fences of indifference and hatred. Free us from pride and self-seeking. Overcome our prejudice and fears. By the power of your Spirit, make us one, and yet rich in the variety that you have created. Lord, may the world see hope when it looks at your people. May the world see the church not as a building or steeple, but all who have faith in the resurrection. May the whole world find faith in Jesus' death and resurrection. May the whole world find joy in a time of dejection. Risen Christ, we pray through you. In your mercy, hear our prayers. We read in your scriptures, Lord, those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow weak. Lord, we commend to your loving care those who face pain or disease, trouble or distress. All people facing uncertainty over job or family or school. Young people everywhere, many of whom wonder just what the future holds for them. All those who are sad for a while because of the many kinds of trials they may be suffering. In a moment of quiet, we bring to you those names of and situations of people known to us by name. Lord, strengthen them when they are weak and low in spirit. Give to them that living hope, hope to see beyond the pain, to the glorious future that you have prepared for those who love you. Risen Christ, we pray through you. In your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord, we also pray for our families and friends. We pray for all who live in our communities and neighbourhoods. And indeed, we pray for ourselves and our needs. Lord, you know our needs. And we know that you will answer them in your time, in your way. So we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of you, our gracious God. And we do so in the name of the risen Christ, our Saviour. Amen. So once again we pause to make our offering to the Lord. Thank you for all who contributed to our Easter offering, which, as I said, has reached £409. So a big thank you to all of you who are continuing your tithing at this difficult time. Let us pray. Lord, bless the offering of our lives and our resources that we make, as we use the wonderful gift of your Holy Spirit to serve you and each other, as we care for your people and grow your kingdom here on earth. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Cause us to see you are, as you are, the King of glory, the Lord of love, the Shepherd of our hearts. Amen. So as we prepare now to share the Lord's Supper, let us be mindful of that evening in an upper room when Jesus prepared himself and his disciples for the tragic event that was to happen the following day. Just 3 days before his ultimate victory over sin and death, let us also be humbled that we should receive the cup of life outpoured, the bread of life, the blood of Christ, the body of our Lord. Let's sing now, the cup of life outpoured. So let us now together celebrate that most wonderful gift that we have been given, the body and blood of Christ. And as we celebrate, let us remember those last cruel days that Jesus endured for us. As is our custom, we reaffirm our faith by saying together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of the world, which Christ will make special. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us do so too. Gratitude, praise, hearts lifted high, voices full and joyful, these you deserve. For when we were nothing, you made us something. When we had no name and no faith and no future, you called us your children. When we lost our way or turned away, you did not abandon us. When we came back to you, your arms opened wide in welcome. And look, you prepare a table for us, offering not just bread, not just wine, but your very self, so that we may be filled, forgiven, healed, blessed, and made new again. You are worth all our pain and all our praise. Let's say together, Lord Jesus Christ, present with us now, for all that you have done and all that you have promised, what have we to offer? Our hands are empty, our hearts are sometimes full of wrong things. We are not fit to gather up the crumbs from under your table. But with you is mercy and the power to change us. So as we do in this place what you did in an upstairs room, send down your Holy Spirit on us, that these gifts of bread and wine may become for us your body and blood, healing, forgiving, and making us whole, and that we may become for you your body, loving and caring in the world, until your kingdom comes. Amen. The Lord Jesus, among friends, gathered round a table on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. And look, here is your Lord coming to you in bread and wine. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, and his blood which was shed for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. So let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We now share the bread and the wine. The body of Christ keep you in God's love for eternity. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. So let us now say together, Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life in our hands. Now we put our lives in yours. Take us, shake us, remake us. No longer is what we have been important. It is what, with you, we can be, starting now. Amen. So crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed over the grave, and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Let's sing, crown him with many crowns. Here we are again, celebrating the pivotal event in human history. You know, no other event in the whole history of the human race has had such a lasting effect, as did the death and resurrection of Jesus over 2,000 years ago. No other event has affected so many lives. Thousands of millions of people have seen their lives change, and change for the better, as a result of a personal encounter with Christ. And that personal encounter has been made possible by the death and resurrection of that same Christ, God's Son, Jesus. And the resurrection is central to what Christianity is all about. Today we meet again to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, his victory over death. And we celebrate not just because God raised Jesus from the tomb, but also because the resurrection of Jesus is our guarantee as believers that we too will be raised in glory and that we too will receive eternal life. You know, the resurrection is not just some sort of symbolism. It actually happened. You know, many people have spent years studying the events, the sources, looking at various beliefs other than Christianity in order to try and explain the sheer oddity of the beliefs of a little group of Christians in the first century. Everyone who's investigated the resurrection stories is left in no doubt something pretty amazing did happen. Archaeological evidence and historical evidence from the time support the argument for the resurrection. There is overwhelming proof of the sort historians use to say, without a doubt, that Jesus was crucified, that he indeed did die, and that he was indeed raised to life. The Apostle Peter writes, "Let us give thanks to the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of his great mercy he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from death. This fills us with a living hope, and so we look forward to possessing the rich blessings that God keeps for his people." Wonderful, isn't it? New life, a living hope, rich blessings. What wonderful language, all so positive, all so full of vitality. If that's what being a Christian is all about, then surely we must at all times give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus is often put across today as if the message is a cosy, soothing one. We'll all go to heaven when we die. And then, when challenged what that means, people hide behind the argument that it's a mystery. It's high time that people realise two very important things. First, a solid historical argument can be made for the resurrection. And second, it's much more awesome than the promise of eternal life. It's above all the sign of Jesus' victory over all his enemies. And those enemies ultimately include death itself. All who are in Jesus will indeed be made alive. And the life that Jesus gives is not mere survival after death. It is life. And it must begin now, right now, with our submission to Jesus' Lordship. Jesus is now in the process of destroying every rule and authority and power, everything in this world that sets itself up as a rival for the allegiance which we owe to God alone. We must ensure that our own allegiance is radically given to him. And the truth is that billions of people in the world today do still talk about the obscure carpenter from Nazareth, and today are celebrating his resurrection. But not just the resurrection. We are celebrating and giving thanks to God for the whole birth, life, death and resurrection of Jesus, whom we believe is indeed the Son of God. In fact, is God himself. Well, we may find this hard to accept. We may find it hard to forgive what we've been. And I can understand that. Let's face it. The first disciples of Jesus found it hard to accept forgiveness for running away, failing him when he needed them most. But that doesn't matter anymore. For God accepted them as he accepts everyone who is ready to respond to his love and receive his forgiveness. That's what Easter is all about. It's about God accepting us for who we are. It's about God loving us so much that he's prepared to suffer a cruel death at the hands of those he loves. It's about forgiveness. Forgiveness, not retribution. But most of all, it's about hope. The hope of new life. The journey for Jesus from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday was very painful. Jesus was tortured, suffered and died before being raised from death to new life. And it's a lesson for all of us of how to hold on to hope of new life in the face of pain and loss. Underlying the events of Easter is Isaiah's great vision of the Lord's final triumph over death. We read in Isaiah 25, "Here on Mount Zion, the Lord Almighty will prepare a banquet for all the nations of the world, a banquet of the richest food and the finest wine. Here he will suddenly remove the cloud of sorrow that has been hanging over all the nations. The sovereign Lord will destroy death forever. He will wipe away the tears from everyone's eyes and take away the disgrace his people have suffered throughout the world. The Lord himself has spoken. And when it happens, everyone will say, 'He is our God. We have put our trust in him and he has rescued us. He is the Lord. We have put our trust in him and now we are happy and joyful because he has saved us.'" Well, of course, Isaiah had no idea how or when all this would be accomplished. But we do. It happened on that first Easter. So despite the millions who do, why do so many people in the world still doubt that the events of Easter happened? Worse still, why do we still crucify Christ every time we raise a word, a fist or gun in anger? Why do we still seek revenge and retaliation? Is it because we don't believe in the resurrection? You know, it's very difficult to come to the scriptures with a completely open mind. A mind which has not already been conditioned or even made up for us by events in our lives and what we know of human history. But what was experienced by the people of the time was not only very surprising, but very real. They met the Jesus they knew, a Jesus who ate and drank with them. Not a dismembered spirit or a collective illusion, but a Jesus risen in victory from the tomb in which they saw him laid to rest. We will all know what resurrection is like one day. But until then, the only important question for us is whether or not we believe. And of course, this means saying yes to so many other questions. Do we accept Jesus' lordship? Do we love Jesus as much as he loves us? Do we accept the forgiveness he gave us through his death? Do we want to spend eternity with him? You know, for unless we can say yes to all these questions, Easter is just another secular holiday when we indulge ourselves with chocolates, talk about chicks and bunnies and flowers, and all those other meaningless things that have taken over the shelf space in our shops. The message of Easter is the message of resurrection, of victory over death, of victory over all that corrupts and destroys. And you know what? It's mind-blowing. It's beyond our human comprehension. But it's true. And what is more, we are part of the story, whether we like it or not. For it affects every single part of our life. It is life. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Colossae, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. when Christ, who is your life, appears. Then you also will appear with him in glory. Set your hearts on things above. My dear friends, set your hearts on things above. I mean, really say yes to Jesus. Have you responded? If you haven't, and only you and God truly know that, then it's not too late. Say yes today. In fact, right now. And of course, if you have, then we can all go out from here today with the power of the resurrection. For we have seen Jesus in his resurrection power. Amen. Let's sing, Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful, hopeful day we call Easter Day. Thank you that you are alive and with us in all our celebrations and challenges of life. Go now with us to enjoy our celebrations and face any challenges ahead. May we share your good news and blessing with all those we meet this week. Now may God, who raised Jesus Christ from death, raise us all to a new life, new hope, and fill us with rich blessings now and for eternity. And as we go in love and peace, in the power of the resurrection, we go to serve you, Lord, and your people, with the blessing of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.